RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, it's hour 4, the KNC Masterpiece on this post-Christmas day. What is it? Friday, here on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, is that not every year a Christmas week? Does anybody know what day it is?
Nope. Lose sight of it every single time. And getting the midweek holiday, too,
yeah,
throws everything off because it's like, at least for us, because we sign up for this, we got to come back and work after getting a day off and hanging out with family and whatnot and all the excitement watching football. And it's like, oh, yeah, the 5 o'clock alarm is back.
Forgot. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Will Chambers with Alec Medford. Khaki Kevin Walker is back in the cup. We'll cross with Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. They and Lucius Alexander. The G-Bag Nation will take over at 2 o'clock today. We were going to get into, obviously, Masterpiece of the Week, which I'll just be riding shotgun for that bad boy. I can't wait for that coming up in
Must
about
be
20
nice.
Minutes.
Must also, be nice.
The games that we're looking most forward to coming up this weekend, the NFL. But Kevin kind of spurned my attention with his, as we're going through the combo platter, and he gave his sports opinion as well as the gift. And if you could, go back through your sports opinion.
Yeah, so I said that my sports opinion, I don't know if there is necessarily a favorite or a team that we feel super confident in that's going to win it all this year in college football. I think people are sleeping on some teams like Oregon and Texas Tech and their abilities. And I think most people would say, oh, yeah, Ohio State, but they lost to Indiana. So I think that overall, I think it's kind of up for grabs.
What do you think?
I think it's more open than I imagined. I'll go to that extent. I do think it's Indiana's to lose it for my money.
Really? Okay.
If I had to put money on it today, when it comes to college football, you were talking about this with the college basketball earlier when we were talking about the fluidity and movement and pace of play for NBA versus college basketball. When it comes to leadership in college sports, I lean into that a lot. And you mentioned the good college basketball coaches are losing their voice every single night because they're out here trying to paint the picture verbally of you're supposed to be here, get there, run this set, go score. Kurt Cignetti, I think, is one of the best at what he does right now in present day.
It is lunacy. It is lunacy what he has done.
It's unreal.
This is literally the worst college football program in the country. The worst. And they're the number one team going into the season. I mean, it is into this playoff. It's crazy.
I don't like going against motivated teams in the postseason. I just don't. And I know there's something to be said about more talent on other sides of the ball for other teams. I do think Oregon has a lot to be said for, like Kevin mentioned. I do think that people aren't talking about them enough. And if you want to talk about motivated teams, Dan Lanning is going to make sure they are ready to play every single time. But I do see where Ohio State has a lot of advantages just personnel-wise, and I understand that. I don't want to play against Indiana if I'm any of those teams.
Okay. I'm with you to a degree. Here's what I'll say about this. We are going to know on Wednesday night, okay? We're going to know Wednesday night. I felt the same exact way last year in this sense, because I was like, to me, Ohio State was the best team in the country. I thought it all year last year. And then, you know, they lose to Michigan. And I said, we're going to know right away when they play Tennessee what exactly that they are and if this was just something you pushed to the side. Right? And boy, did they ever. They wiped the floor with Tennessee that night. And Tennessee was a, you know, that was a good team. You know, not a great team, but they were a good team. The Ohio State-Indiana game, you know, I hate the cliches on like, well, if you need this to get up for the game, there's different levels of motivation, right? Well, if you're a pro and you can't get ready for a playoff, sometimes there's just a little bit more that gets put into it because of something that somebody said, right? I think Ohio State was geared up for the Big Ten title game, but they also weren't playing for anything, and they just beat Michigan for the first time in however many years, you know? And it could be something, because I'll tell you what, Indiana's defense was paying rent in the Ohio State offensive backfield the entire game. That was the first time that Julian Sain has had that all year. And guess what? Miami's got a damn good defensive line.
Yes.
Because they were doing that against Texas A&M. So when they take the field next Wednesday night on New Year's Eve, we'll be able to tell right away if that was kind of an outlier with how the offensive line for Ohio State played, or if, like, no, that's kind of an issue, and then it's a game. But if it's not an issue, then to me, it is 1,000% Ohio State. They have a ridiculous amount of pro athletes, and not even pros, like top first-round draft picks on both sides of the football. It's absolute craziness.
You mentioned the matchup of Ohio State's offense and Miami's elite pass rush that they have.
No doubt, man.
My favorite number that I saw when I was kind of reading and trying to get a feel for some of these games, I saw this from PFF. When releasing passes in 2.5 or fewer seconds, Julian Sain has a 90.2 passing grade while completing 80% of his passes. The Hurricanes have racked up the second most pressures and sacks within the first 2.5 seconds of dropbacks in the nation.
I mean,
this matchup is going to be extremely fun.
It is. And because you never know what you're going to get with Carson Beck.
At all.
Carson Beck could light you up. 5 touchdowns. He could also throw 5 picks in your eye hole like that. Like, it could be, he reminds me of Jay Cutler. Like, you have no idea. I mean, not with arm strength, but just on all that. But yeah, Indiana certainly deserves their flowers. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from that win. I just don't know what exactly I saw, but we will find out relatively soon. I'm glad, Kevin, you brought up Oregon. Oregon was my team after the, like, 3 games to start the season. I'm like, I think that might be my national champion. Because if you watch them play over the last 3 or 4 years, and they've obviously had great teams, Dante Moore is the best quarterback out of all of them. I mean, he's better than Bo Nix. He's better than Dylan Gabriel. And boy, did they put on a show in the first half, really first three and a half quarters, but they're playing JMU. And they, at no point this year, I feel like, ever hit their ceiling. So to me, I go, what am I supposed to expect them? All of a sudden, they'd be like, oh, they hit their ceiling in the college football playoff. Like, I kind of like to see that first. So I really like Dan Lanning. I mean, I love Dante Moore, but I'm really wavering on what I feel like with them. And I'll tell you what, Baron Morton, he's got to stay healthy. If he, for some reason, gets hurt in that game, that's going to be tough on Tech. But, I mean, that's going to be, to me, another great one.
That's going to be interesting for Morton because he's been one of the best quarterbacks when unaffected in the pocket in college football. Like, when he gets to stand upright and go through his progressions, he's one of the best pure passers. Big-time throws. But then, Kevin mentioned it, Texas Tech's defense. That matchup is going to make him pretty uncomfortable. So if he can stay upright, like you mentioned, and stay healthy going forward, I can see where Oregon does kind of hit their ceiling in the college football playoff, which is extremely good timing on their part.
It would be.
But yeah, this is gonna be a fun matchup just because Texas Tech, I think this does a lot more for them than just right now, right? Because they're new to the NIL game, they've got a ton of funds and whatnot. But this is a rowdy fan base. This is a fan base that shows up to every single game. This is gonna do a lot for their confidence going forward if they do take down an Oregon team that I haven't gotten a good pulse on all season. I just don't know truly what to think about them outside of I know their quarterback's good. I know their head coach is very good. But like you said, I haven't really seen what I expected to see from them consistently. Then again, I could kind of say the same about Tech. That's why this is probably going to be my favorite matchup of this quarterfinal. I really like this.
Can I blow you guys' minds real quick?
Please go for it.
Ole Miss is going to be Georgia.
Oh,
you heard it here first, folks, because all you're hearing out there is about, oh, I mean, Georgia, they might be Ohio State, Georgia. I mean, they're Georgia this, Georgia that. I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel that strongly about Georgia. And I know that Ole Miss had lead a number of different times, I want to say. They're at least leading, I know, in the second half against in that first matchup with Georgia. I think this whole thing with Lane Kiffin maybe has galvanized them a little bit. I think Georgia, who just lost their starting center against Georgia Tech, and he's not going to play in the CFP. I think everybody's overrating Georgia. I'm calling for the upset.
I like it. I just don't like the program, and I'm tired of seeing them. So I do want Ole Miss to absolutely throttle them just because of my own personal hatred, but I do like the word that you used, galvanizing, for the Lane Kiffin departure and everything. Ole Miss is a really good team and is still set up for success. I think their quarterback is awesome. But I think Chambliss
got, I'm pretty sure Lacey was out for a portion of the year, wasn't he? Or maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I know he played against Tulane.
And there's a lot of things to like about Ole Miss despite losing their head coach. And Georgia has shown signs of humanity throughout the season more times than they would like. I think Kirby Smart isn't quite the prophet that he felt like he used to be offensively or his program used to be offensively, because it felt like their running game was just everybody was envious all the time. And it's still good, but I don't see them as the juggernaut that they used to be.
Well, they're
I think
not. We're not going to have that ever again.
They're a lot more human than I think people are willing to realize.
I love it. Love it. How do we just now sneak some college football in there?
I know with you here, I thought it would have been that second short segment going into Jerry.
I don't know.
Yeah,
my head's in. I got all kinds of Dayquil and Alka-Seltzer stuff going on upstairs.
Drugs.
Who knows? I mean, I'm pretty much blacked out for this entire show. Talk to Jerry earlier. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it did happen.
Games we're looking forward to the most this week, and a masterpiece of the week is next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got the masterpiece of the week coming up about 7 minutes from now. It is the KNC masterpiece. Will Chambers in this edition with Alec Medford and Kevin Walker. We'll talk with the G-Bag Boys today. Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. They will be taking over at 2 o'clock. We'll cross with them. The games we're looking forward to most this weekend. And by the way, appreciate the those weighing in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text. 877-881-1053. Some nice little back and forth in there on some college stuff. Some good things being brought up. The Georgia, they're going to want to ground and pound. That is definitely what they're going to want to do with Ole Miss. And also that Texas Tech is going to come out looking rusty because of the 3-week layoff. These layoffs are ridiculous. They're so dumb. It's way too long.
Just as a fan, it's irritating. And I do believe in the rest versus rust thing. I think that rust plays a huge part.
I agree.
Especially when it comes to the college game. It's like these guys haven't been doing this long enough to prepare themselves and prepare their bodies. They're still new to this. They're still learning the right way to approach it. And as a fan, it's like, dude, I want football. I want football all the time.
I'm here. I'm for it. Totally for it. All right. The matchups that we're looking forward to most this weekend. Alec Medford or Kevin Walker? Kevin, let's start with you.
Ooh, okay. Let's see here, because I was not ready for this.
Okay, Alec Medford.
I'm going to go with Texans at Chargers. That is going to be the game that is going to have my attention.
By the way, this is Saturday, if just in case you didn't know and you have no idea what day it is. Today is Friday. Tomorrow, we got two games, this being one of them.
Yes, and the Texans have been an interesting case study this season.
Boy, are they ever.
They are so sound and so solid, and nobody is talking about them. Their defense is one of the best in the league. Shocker, D'Amico Ryans is their head coach. He is absolutely killing it this year. Under the radar, in an AFC that is already overcrowded, which we discussed at length earlier in the show, but they're getting a litmus test here about if they're for real in this playoff hunt against the Chargers, who at 11-4, again, quietly dominating in the AFC, because almost none of their wins are impressive for the Chargers. Very close games, heart attack games, that they don't do anything flashy. It feels like, to go back to college football, they're a very Kurt Cignetti team. They just win. Google it. Their record is great. The box score numbers do not jump off the page whatsoever. They have an experienced head coach. They have a really good defensive coordinator in Jesse Minter that just plays damage control. He doesn't dominate the turnover ratio. He doesn't, you know, light up the scoreboard with the sack totals and pressures. They just stop people from scoring, and they're so good at doing nothing great. It's awesome. And I think that's honestly, outside of the Texans' defense, that's what these teams are. They're good without being great. And I want to see which one fails in this game, because honestly, I want to see D'Amico Ryans make a run at this thing. I love him as a coach. I loved him as a player. I just want to see him succeed. I hate the city of Houston and everything about it, but I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing him and CJ Stroud find some success.
Can I ask you an odd question? Would you like them more if they were the Oilers? I would.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah. I would too.
Yeah, I miss the color scheme.
Yeah, 100%. They're dangerous. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be playing them in the AFC. They're still playing for a playoff. I mean, they're 94% chance of being in. They're very likely going in, but they haven't secured it yet. The other game, that's at 3:30 on NFL Network tomorrow. Baltimore in Green Bay to take on the Packers tomorrow night on Peacock. You, sir?
I'm between two different games, but I have a feeling that Will Chambers is going to lean towards one of them, so I'll take the other one. It might be a low-hanging fruit, but I do think that the Eagles and the Bills is a very interesting football game. We've been calling on the Bills to kind of close out opponents that they should beat, and I think that the Eagles are an opponent that they should beat. And if they want to go on a playoff run where there's no Patrick Mahomes present, they need to beat the Eagles, and I would say probably handedly. I'd say that game is most interesting.
The game I'm most interested in takes place at noon in Charlotte.
Never mind then.
Because if Seattle loses, that opens the door for my boys to take on the 49ers at night and to still get the one seed.
That's
so
right.
I am locked in to Seahawks-Panthers at noon on CBS.
I knew it.
Locked in. Carolina's been playing pretty damn good. The playoff team, Bryce Young, turns out he's not so bad.
He figured him out. All it took was Dave Canales.
No doubt.
Figured them out, and it just feels so weird. It is December 26, 2025, and I am saying that the Carolina Panthers are a pretty damn good team.
Yeah.
I did not think that was going to be a reality. I mean, just look at the Vegas odds for their win total this season going into it. Nobody expected any kind of success, let alone playing for a division.
Interesting, too, that let's say if Seattle does end up winning, then they've got San Francisco may just rest their starters because the 49ers won't be playing for anything.
Yeah.
Seattle next week, you know, they take on the 49ers, but it won't. I think it's something about even if they tie whatever. It doesn't matter. So that's interesting. It's kind of like, well, pick your poison there. So anyway, I threw you a little curveball, huh? Didn't I? Yeah.
Wasn't a curveball to me. I knew exactly what was coming because
you
got playoff implications, Will. But I got a clock.
Yes, you do.
And it says it's 1:30. So that means it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Welcome into Masterpiece of the Week. We do it every Friday on KNC Masterpiece, where we go through the wild, wacky, and questionable things said on the airwaves here on 105.3 The Fan. We like to pick on people that aren't here, and there are a bevy of people that aren't here in week's submission. We have 12 cuts, gentlemen, 12 cuts, because I did add in one. I added one late, but let's start with, he only has one submission, but I think it's a pretty good one. Let's start with Chiafalo.
He keeps railing dudes.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Is it?
Is he talking about Diddy?
Oh, jeez.
I think that's a question that only Eric Chiafalo would have the answer to.
It is 1 p.m., not 1 a.m.
Sorry about that. That was the DayQuil talking.
You blacked out. You didn't know what you said. That's not your fault.
What happened?
I don't have a pen.
Let's remember Carter in memory with this cut.
He will die. He will perish, and he will enjoy it.
I know exactly what he was talking about, too.
What was it?
He was talking about the Pop-Tarts Bowl mascot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I do remember that.
That's a great one, because he is there. If you go to his social media, he is at the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Called it heaven.
Yeah. And not going to lie, it does look like heaven.
When's the last time he had a Pop-Tart?
Ooh. Mm. Years ago? Like, probably pandemic, maybe?
My girlfriend wanted Pop-Tarts for the apartment, so I'd probably say a month ago?
Yeah. Mine was like about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Absolutely delicious.
It's been 2 or 3 years for me.
Dip back in, Alec.
Really?
Absolutely delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's see here. Alec, you are present.
Omnipresent, if you will.
We'll make fun of you later. Let's go to Corey. Yay.
That's the hole. All right? That's the hole. I got to just reach in there.
Okay. He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Is he fishing? Is he doing the
ice fishing?
What's that you do with the? They call it something when you stick your arm in.
I know what you're talking about.
Brought us all
Oh, noodling?
Noodling, that's it. Yeah.
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 Catfishing with your hand.
Yeah.
What he was talking about there, I'll defend him on this one. He was holding up a picture as he was doing this. His microwave is broken. And there is a slot that he has. It's barely accessible, but you have to use it because there's no handle to get the door open. So, yeah, he has to do some finagling to open the door. I know your game, Kevin Walker. I was watching my words carefully there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alex, since you have the context of this, do you think this clip has anything to do with his microwave situation?
But basically, it's tight. It's real tight.
Yeah. Judging by the picture he showed me, it did look very tight.
All right. We will move on to another Corey cut.
Thank you.
But I like the raw version of it.
Oh.
Man, he was on one. Is this all from one day by chance?
Probably, because
all one segment? I mean, what kind of heater was Corey on?
Most, if not all of these, are going to come from Monday and Tuesday alone.
Yeah, okay.
So, shout out to Jacob Ray.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
and yes, he did tell me. He texted me and warned me yesterday or the day before, and he was like, there's some crazy stuff this week, and I want credit. So there you go. Jacob, you got your credit.
That's my Bears brother right there.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Brian Broaddus.
But you just naturally put it on the skin and it slides right on, or is this a struggle?
So that sounds like he's talking about some precautionary tools used for intercourse, but he is actually talking about Spanx.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. That's right. I was like, this sounded familiar to me. Yeah. You ever worn Spanx?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
We were out at Derby
like
a month or so, a couple months ago, and there was like this group of girls that was in that had gone to, they're super into this book series, which is like Game of Thrones-y, but it's really geared more towards females.
Huh.
People know what this is. I didn't, whatever. Anyway, so they were huge into it. I think they went to Medieval Times for dinner. They'll show up after. But they had this like corset thing, and they kept putting it on, like, you know, you think you can wear, and they were trying to pull it on as tight as they could. It fit me just perfectly.
Did you enjoy that experience?
I mean, I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I didn't. It wasn't uncomfortable, but it was uncomfortable on some friends. I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Will Chambers. Yeah. Spanx expert.
There weren't Spanx, but they. I feel like it's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, then you just start diving into the spandex wormhole.
Yeah.
So that's a longer, that's a podcast conversation.
Sure. Sure.
For sure.
I mean, I don't know if this counts, but I wore tights in high school for working out and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I did all the time. Oh. Like spandex in general.
Yeah, I used to wear them under the my football pants.
Yeah.
I still have them. I wore them playing golf like 2 weeks ago underneath the pants I was wearing because it was kind of chilly. It was like day started out in the upper 40s.
We need to start doing that more.
82 degrees outside right now. Alec, now we do go and make fun of you.
Oh yeah, the big beautiful beaver that's just beaver. Waiting to greet you as soon as you walk up.
Uh-huh. Where was this?
That was a thing I said.
And no, I know, but where? Yeah, but I want to know where it is.
I bet you do. Yeah. And you're going to be disappointed when I tell you I was talking about everybody's favorite gas station, Buc-ee's.
Oh, yes.
And I was talking about, that's the thing about me. I often think, just not very hard, and I did not think about what that could sound like. I was literally speaking about the giant statue of Buc-ee.
Yeah.
Where he's got his arms out and everything. He's greeting you. He wants you to come visit. But I said it in a very unfortunate manner.
I once we were about to tee off in a golf tournament.
Mm.
And, you know, it was one of those, you know, scramble deals, whatever. And my brother-in-law's with me. And then, like, two other guys, they're sales guys, is when I was down the street. And then some advertiser. And, you know, the line from Tombstone, right? Where it's like, go ahead, skin that smoke wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went, go ahead, smoke that skin wagon. And I went, huh, well, that's really, different when you switch those two words.
How is it different?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Alec, you have one more submission.
Why? Your blood, my face, sounds pretty cool. Okay.
Wow. Wait, does it?
Not when I hear it again.
Oh, man.
It doesn't.
Where?
Your blood, why do my face, sounds pretty cool.
Was this something, I felt like this is WWE related.
That's right?
That's a great guess. This is Corey's doing. He was talking about Jim Harbaugh's story of the player walking up to him and saying, Coach, my arm is bleeding. And he just rubbed the blood and put it on his face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to try to motivate him.
Yeah.
And so I was like, look, I'm all for
that
motivating your team.
Yeah, that's
but
weird.
I would never do that. And then I was like, I thought I had a better joke in there. That's not anything Masterpiece of the Week worthy. I was like, this sounds like a HIPAA violation. But, of course, the one seemingly gross and sexual thing gets marked. Thanks, Jacob.
All right. And then I pulled this one from earlier today, actually.
Hey, okay, big boy, let me see what you can do, right?
Mickey Spagnuolo.
Okay.
The man that you are.
Love it.
I always love the Mickey features in Masterpiece of the Week. They always make my day.
All right, there's your clips, boys.
All right, it's voting time. There's some good choices, but I'm going to go with the most risque one here. Give me Eric Chiafalo talking about what happens to dudes.
He keeps railing dudes.
I'm going to second that, actually.
Because he keeps railing dudes.
It's just no context is needed.
He did it on purpose.
As one does.
Everything he does is intentional.
Yeah.
Just wait for crosstalk.
You have to go back and listen to G-Bag really like three times on the podcast to catch all the things that Chiafalo slips in there.
And Wolchuk, to his credit,
does too.
He's slick with it.
Cheech really slips in stuff that I feel like that does not get caught. It's great. Let's find out some more of that next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the KFC Masterpiece one final time here on this post-Christmas day here. I want to fight through the fan. Appreciate you guys hanging with us and allowing me in to wherever you are. On this space. It's been a while since I've done it. It's the first time I've done it with you, Alec. Will Chambers, Alec Medford.
That's right.
Now, thanks to our good friends at D&M Leasing. Time for a chit-chat with the boys from the G-Bag Nation, which consists of Brian Broadus and Eric Chiafalo. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas, Wilbur. How you doing?
Feeling okay. Okay, we made it.
We made it.
We made it.
You've been scratching and clawing. Sickness. Yeah. A Christmas sickness is awful.
I mean,
awful.
Everybody's been going through it, right? I mean, when I got here, Alec was telling me, you know, like, Corey, pretty much it's just run through the station, run through DFW.
Oh, yeah. It's been rampant. It's been rampant.
But, hey, it is what it is. At least this was fun.
So do you feel fun like you out. Take care of yourself?
Oh, I do, for sure. There is nobody that takes... I'm not one of those that's like, oh, I'll be fine.
Oh, I am.
I'm not at all. I'm like the second I know that something is like kind of off.
Yeah. Scratchy throat. Here we go.
I'm immediately on Ester C and then like Zicam. Ester C, you know what Ester C is?
Party drug?
No.
Oh,
you should take it down to the prohibition room back in the 80s.
Ester C.
I just go to the bathroom and buy it from people.
It's time released vitamin C. So when you take like 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, your body uses all of it that it needs, and then it just flushes out. Ester C is just a time-released pill, so over 24 hours, it's constantly giving you vitamin C, which is good for your immunity. And a lot of times, I can fight it off.
Unless your name is Will Chambers.
Yeah, didn't fight this one off. So,
nope. No.
Couldn't. Sometimes I do, sometimes you don't, but hey, you know.
Hey, at least you showed up to work and just took it on the chin.
You know,
we could have called in for Fred. He'd been available.
Fred, yeah. Poor guy.
He'll
Fred,
say yes to anything.
He'd go around the clock.
Golly, yeah.
He'll host a show from someone's roof if
didn't,
he has to.
Didn't Fred, Alec, correct me if I'm right, Fred did a show, like the four-hour show with you guys, and then came back in between after our show to do his show that night.
Yeah, yeah. He had K&C, and then he came back for Fan After Dark.
It was when Corey got sick last week. And he had to call in for Thursday. He went from Fan After Dark to K&C to Fan After Dark, which is just absurd. Yeah. That man never says no.
He doesn't. Fred,
that must have been it, because I think that might have been the day that TC texted me. And before I even saw the text, like if I was available, he was like, got it covered. So it must have meant that Fred said yes.
Fred does not say no to anything. And you would never know, because I listened to him like till 11 o'clock the other night, and then next morning I'm doing the pregame show with him. Like, he's on 6 to 9 that morning.
Man, alive.
Him and CA. You
know? He's an animal.
He is. He, I tell you what, he does a great job. All you guys, everybody that does those kind of, you know, is on the station. He does it really nice. I love listening to all these shows, except, I don't know, I don't like listening to the morning show that much because of Bobby.
There it is.
It's tough.
There it is.
Hey, Bobby knows
man.
He does.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Him and Choppy this morning. That's without Sean, that show that has
It's off the rails.
Has no
guardrails.
That show has no direction at
none.
All. Yeah.
The references run so deep.
Well, stuff.
Bobby's got references for days.
And Chop knows them all. And there's stuff I'm like, what? Well, it's incredible.
Chop this morning asked Bobby how Christmas was, and Bobby gave it the whole, like, I don't want anything for Christmas vibe. And then Chop let us know that he's getting him some before he comes to work because he wakes up his wife at the time. And, you know, you're just like, what is going on here? Like 6:15 driving in, listening to these guys.
Choppy had to return all the gifts that he bought his wife and kids because they were all wrong in some way. Size, color, whatever it was, dimensions. It was like, just a note off on every single present.
Oh, boy. Any takeaways from Jerry today?
You know what? To be honest with you, I was watching College Players. I didn't hear Jerry talk today. So what did Jerry say today?
Jerry, basically, we were trying to find out a little bit more on, I guess, when we're looking at defense, what he feels, pretty much. Yeah. And, when I asked about the defense and how he felt, it seemed to me, Alec, correct me if I'm wrong here, we talked a little bit about it earlier, that he was leaning more towards players not being available, a lot of that, and so I reiterated
the last game.
I mean just in general throughout the year.
Why the defense was a problem? Okay.
So I asked. I said, okay, correct me if I'm wrong here. Does this mean that you're happy with the scheme, and with the coaching on that side of the ball? And he was definitive.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So
I think the die was cast after the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where, man, you can watch, like, I get up and watch the tape this morning. There's things defensively that are still just mind-boggling that they do.
I don't disagree with that, but he also said something in there, too, because the Detroit game, which was, to me, the most disappointing game of the season, what that led up to, with the injuries that Detroit had, going after the middle of the offense, which is what I thought that they would want to do, and how many times they split out the tackles and the ends. And he said, Jerry was like, essentially, that the Detroit game really surprised him the most.
That's surprising he would say that, because if you've watched for 17 weeks, they've played against compromised offensive lines, it seems, every week. And they have no pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have guys that don't, I mean, other than Clowney, Ezra Raku is, if you want to say something, I think Donovan Ezra Raku is going to be a really good player. I think this year that I was glad to see him play the run better. I'm going to say I was disappointed as him as a pass rusher. I really am. I mean, there are times where he has clearly played against tackles that he is much better than rushing. I mean, he played against better tackles at Boston College and got pressure. And he has really, really been struggling with going against these tackles and not being able to, dip underneath them, get to the corner, goes down the middle of them way too many times. You know, it just doesn't get home like he needs to be. So the thing with the whole pass rush situation, but they played compromised offensive lines really the entire year and have not done enough against that.
I'm just still stunned that they could have made the decision to go with Eberflus over Robert Saleh.
I did hear you guys talk about that. You and I did. I remember you asked me about that, and that there was some positivity about the person and the coach and how he works.
That's how I remember it.
And I had worked with the guy before.
Yeah.
I'd worked with him before. And, you know, and I think the commentary that you guys had afterwards was absolutely right. And I think Alec brought it up about the how you get in a situation where you think 15 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago that everything was cool and, yeah, let's go back and revisit. And this guy's going to magically all of a sudden kind of figure it out. Maybe the thing that happened to Eberflus, and it could have been it helped Dan Quinn, was sitting out a year. Where you can honestly sit back and kind of like, now Alec brought up about Mike McCarthy and what a, you know, but Mike McCarthy is lazy and,
yeah,
you know. I had somebody
not exactly
me,
honest.
No. I had a guy tell me that worked with McCarthy. He says, I've worked in the league 17 years and I have never been with a lazier coach in my life. When he was talking about with Mike McCarthy.
My man.
So I've had the benefit of working two places that Mike McCarthy's been, and to a man, I haven't talked to any ladies about this, that work in these organizations, but to a man, they've said that he really, really mailed it in there at the end.
Golly.
And so, but with all that being said, you look at a situation where you're kind of, you're sitting there and you're thinking like, well, this guy, he did it one time. That's the biggest problem we have. At one time, this guy did it. You know, it's kind of like the scouting thing. If you see him do it one time, a player, he's going to do it again.
I know.
And then we were
talking about this last night with my dad, who's in town from Cincinnati, about Joe Burrow and the whole Carson Palmer, that situation years ago and how it mirrors it. Yeah. And I'm like, he's tired of it. Burrow's tired of it. He knows they have nobody that scouts. They have no like infrastructure because they're the cheapest franchise.
Well, they are the smallest, and they really do lean on their coaches. And this is when if you go back and look at the Marvin Lewis administration, you know, this is why that they will take some players that are not exactly, you know, like the Boy Scout type players. They take some characters, and that's because coaches think that they can handle character problems and stuff and think, oh, I'd coach this guy up. And then it ends up being your team's a bunch of, you know, it's crap because of it.
Yeah. What do you guys have coming up?
Pure Gold as always. All right. Wes Chambers, thanks so much for asking. Mail it in Friday. How many people are even working today? I wonder. Yeah. Might we be the only four individuals? Biggest L, biggest dub. We got college football. Darty with the Michigan situation. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. Two guys, one booth.
Love it.
And a Friday news dump to close it down.
There you go. Come home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Come back on Monday, I guess.
Yeah.
Today's Friday?
Yeah, Monday. Yep.
Sure. Go ahead and do that. They start at 10. We'll see you then. Bye.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.